This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're joined now by Stephen Jones right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good morning to you, sir. Sir, how you doing today?
Good morning. We're doing well, and about to get back to work here this afternoon and have a little opening of training camp here at the Star. And looking forward to it.
Nice. Now, and people are able to come see you guys practice free of charge while you're in Frisco, right?
Absolutely. I know, believe it or not, 90, I think Jerry's used, you've probably heard Jerry use the number, but only about 5% of our fans ever get to go to a Cowboys game in a stadium, AT&T Stadium, and the rest of it, either watch it on TV or get to touch the Cowboys buying through training camp and practices and things like that. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, is there any news on Xavier Woods or Zach Martin that we could get out of the way?
Yeah, Zach is feel good about Zach. He's, I think he hyperextended his knee. I think we dodged one there, and I don't think he'll have any issue playing week one. Xavier will be more, kind of week to week here. He won't practice playing the game this week, and we'll reevaluate him. You know, these hamstrings are tricky, and we'll reevaluate him after each week.
So we've been having the discussion, and to me, it doesn't seem like there's a super right answer on how you approach playing guys. What is your current philosophy? How much discussion is going on inside the organization? We notice Zeke is out, and maybe he'll play in week three. But if it's okay to bubble wrap him, why not the other guys? And how do you guys approach that whole decision process?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a domino effect. Who can play for that game, and if you start to be missing, you're starting to miss some frontline starters like a Zach, like a Travis, then you start to question how much you want to expose Dak and Zeke. And so, those things are difficult. At the same time, you've got guys, younger receivers and tight ends and, people like that need reps. A guy like Connor Williams needs reps. So, it's hard to just say, hey, there's one philosophy. I think we just got to work through it. I mean, the other night we were going to play everybody about 20 plays, and we played 13, and then we start to have a nice 16-play, 7-minute drive that ended up getting everybody close to 30 snaps. So they really got some good work in, and we'll certainly take that into an account as we decide what we do here on, here against the Cardinals. So we'll be discussing that as the week goes. But I will say there's not one size fits all here. You got to just kind of pick and choose based on, who the guys are, where they are health-wise. How much experience they have, how much they actually need to work, those type of things.
So, Stephen, one of the things that jumped out to me in the Cincinnati game was when your first team offense was out there, you get to 3rd and 3 a couple of times, and you go to Michael Gallup both times to get a conversion. How good are the early returns on that 3rd-round pick right now?
Well, obviously it's been good, and he's one of the guys who's benefited, from some of these receivers missing. A guy like Deontay, he's had to miss, and Cole Beasley, and those guys have given Michael Gallup more reps. We obviously put Hearns down in the slot. Certainly he's shown that he's got a great feel for the slot position as well as playing outside. He's very versatile, but has certainly given Michael a lot more opportunities and certainly made us feel even better about it. So not that we didn't feel good, but when you start to see it happen like that, then we're going to feel a lot better when it comes time to kick off the season that, you're going to see him. And as we've said all along, when you don't have a number one receiver, I do think this is going to be by committee. And some guys are going to run some plays better than others and some concepts better than others. And I know Scott and, our group, our offensive group, will do a great job of figuring out what our personnel group should be.
Stephen, looking at your first two picks, since that's your 3rd-round pick, Gallup, can you give us what you think or where Leighton Vander Esch is and his development so far in training camp, and then Connor Williams and where you think he is? Because Obviously, Marcus Spears, I think, has done an incredible job doing the two games so far, and he's talked about how Connor Williams at times shows signs, but also upper body strength is going to be something that he needs to possibly improve on with the guys he'll be going against in the NFL.
Sure. You know, to address those, Leighton had a great week before having a little groin injury, and he was actually playing the Will linebacker and doing it very well in practice. And, you know, the thought process is those three guys to – you know, to really man that Mike Will position is going to be needed. And, you know, you don't, you know, you want to keep all those guys fresh. Obviously, Sean's in his 30s now, and Jalen's coming off his injury. So, you know, at the end of the day, it isn't going to surprise me at all if those guys have a similar number of reps when it's all said and done. But I think Leighton's coming along as well as we could have hoped. And I think he'll get a lot of play time. He'll also be, you know, now that we've moved Byron out to the outside at corner, Leighton will be that guy who's on these tight ends. And I think he's a great matchup with him. He's got the length. You know, he's a 6'5 guy and certainly got the instincts and the skills to, you know, work against these top tight ends. So he'll have that role as well. And then, you know, you mentioned with Connor, anytime you got a young guy coming in, you know, I don't know if you remember or not, Tyron, I think, was 280. When he entered the league. And, you know, these guys develop over time, but the best way to develop them is to have them right in there in the heat of the battle. And he's just going to continue to get better. He has all the skills you look for to be what you want in our offensive line. And I think he's going to do a really nice job for us this year. And, of course, all he'll do is improve from here as he gets, you know, as he gets bigger and stronger.
It's Stephen Jones with us. We'll do this Mondays at 11:40 on your home of the Cowboys. Stephen, it wasn't until the first preseason game that I really saw, oh, wow, they did hit on Jalen Smith, and then last night was a continuation of that. When did you guys get the feeling that, hey, it's going to be okay, and not only is it going to be okay, but maybe he can still turn out to be a pretty dang good football player in there?
Well, we kind of got that feeling, you know, at the beginning of last year. You know, Brett said, Brett, our trainer, who's worked closely with Jalen, you know, said, you know, it's not going to, he's still got a ways to go, but it's only going to keep getting better just as it improved from when we drafted him, when he didn't play his first year, to where he was able to get on the field in his second year. He said, you'll see just as much improvement as you did then. And, you know, believe it or not, Brett still says he's got some room to even improve a little more. So he's not 100% yet, but, I think he's hitting in those 90s now, but he does think, you know, he's still got some room, you know, in terms of the actual injury itself to get better. Now, you know, he's just amazing in terms of how, you know, he doesn't think about that. It's just all, he's 110% with what he's got. And, of course, we all see how much better that's gotten from last year to this year. And but we really felt good about it, the doctors, our trainers. Our organization felt good about Jalen when he made the jump from, you know, not being able to play at all in his first year to actually being able to play a role and help us last year.
Stephen, so far the first team offense in their time has done good in the preseason games, but once the second and third string guys come in, the offense isn't really moving the ball much. Is there a possibility as you get towards the end of training camp / preseason football that you could look at possible veteran quarterbacks who possibly get released to help out for the backup quarterback situation?
Don't think so. I think all this is a function of being a young football team. And we're young even with the first group. And then you throw in a few injuries and guys who aren't playing, and really the you know, a guy like Cooper's going with the threes, has a lot of threes mixed in with his twos, and sometimes it's hard to get rhythm. I actually thought he played really well in the San Francisco game, and, you know, for the most part, he's been able to move the ball when given opportunity. So is he young? Absolutely, he's young. Do we feel really good about him? Absolutely, we do. And then really liked what Mike Smith was doing. But, you know, when you have these things in the preseason, you have a mixture of personnel, sometimes it can be hard to get in the rhythm. But we feel really good about, you know, what we're doing out there. I mean, Rod Smith is obviously running with the ones. Well, he'd normally be running with the twos. And, you know, right on down the line, you're missing a Travis. missing a Zach for part of the game. I mean, all of a sudden you're running your second group with your first group. And, you know, those are some of the things that you have to work through in preseason. And that's why sometimes it's not the best of looks. I think, you know, as we were talking about, if you want to look good in the preseason, you know, you want it to be the first half of the game. And we feel good that we've put together a couple good first halves. Obviously, some of these younger guys, we need them to develop. That's why you play these preseason games. Everybody likes to ask the question of why do we continue to have preseason? Well, this really helps, even though it may not be pretty at times. You know, a handful of guys really improve over this course of the preseason, and you know, make it to where they're going to make the 53, and at some point be contributors during the season. So it's a critical time, but it's a long way answering your question. We feel really good about our young quarterbacks.
So Randy Gregory, we got to see wear football pads and play football in an NFL game. That was pretty awesome. What did you guys think the returns were on that?
Well, I mean, obviously he's a very skilled guy to be able to come in and do what he did after missing, you know, pretty much his first 2 years in the NFL. And, you know, to be able to come in and, you know, look so natural at being a pass rusher. And, you know, I applaud him. You know, the most important thing for Randy right now is just, you know, that he's able to be on the field, that he's done things in a way that, you know, gives him the opportunity to be out there. And then, of course, and, you know, the next thing is once he gets that part right, then is to improve as a football player. And I know that's what he's trying to do. I know Rod and our coaches are fired up about, you know, what his potential is going to be. And I think, you know, as you might think, with a guy that hadn't played in quite some time, you know, his error should be straight up in terms of how he improves over the coming weeks, months. And he should only get better.
I saw after the game, Tank said that he's tired of losing in the preseason. Would it bother you at all if this team goes 0-4 in exhibitions?
Well, anytime you play something, you want to win it. I mean, we're out there to win the game, and you're not gonna put some of your first stringers at risk to go in and try to win a game in the second half. But our second and third groups have to do a better job in that second half, and we hadn't done well. We got to be better, and I agree with D-Law. I think you don't want to ever lose at anything, and so yeah, it bothered me. We want to win some games here, and certainly want to develop players, but we want to end up with a W. And what that means is then you're starting to have guys on your roster play good 1 through 90, and that's what we need.
Well, it's good to have the team back here in DFW. Welcome home, sir, and we look forward to the season with you.
Hey, great being on, and looking forward to a fun season as well.
Take care. There he goes. Stephen Jones, 1140, right here on 105.3 The Fan on Mondays from now till the end of the year.